Welcome, everybody, to Drunk with Buds, a show about trying new beers with some friends and having discussions you would normally have at a bar. As always, we get our beer information from the Untappd app. That's
UNTAPPD.
You can now follow the show on there at Drunk with Buds.
Today's episode features six fucking beers. Beers range from Martin House Brewing, Urban Artifact, Destination Unknown, Drekker, Anchorage, and Texas Ale Project. We talk Peacemaker, Euphoria, Xbox Buying Everything, and more. Pub Talk today is all about moving. Dive Bar Reviews features a familiar your place and Bruce Trivia. All right, let's get into the show already. Damn it.
He's so mad. Yeah.
I already took a drink.
Welcome to the show, guys. I am here with Bruce the Beer Bandit.
That's right. Hey, what's up?
Honers.
Hi there. What's up? That's right.
Multiple
Honers. There's multiple. We have someone special sitting in, the guy who started it all, Blase.
I'm back where it all began.
Back to the beginning. I am your host, Tony Two Tones, for the last time. They didn't know that. I'm leaving.
They didn't know that.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's gone. We kicked him out.
I am moving.
We broke the news last night.
Yeah.
My replacement's leaving.
I must say something about the show. No, but we'll talk about that later. First beer, we got Bruce. Bruce, go ahead. Hit us up.
The Pantera Golden Ale!
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Texas Ale Project. Golden Ale, 5.4 ABV of 16 IBUs. We've had 2,000 check-ins for an average score of 3.58. Texas Ale Project is in Dallas, Texas. It's a microbrew. Born and brewed in Dallas. Dallas Craft Brewery. Texas Ale Project proudly announces a new beer collaboration with the legendary heavy music icons, Pantera. It should be light, smooth, mellow, zippy, and hoppy. None of those things that you would want to label Pantera.
Ree,
what's your first thought?
What kind of beer do you think when you think Pantera? Like, what kind of beer would you think it would be?
Like a stout?
Yeah, like a stout. Or
a black IPA.
A whiskey. Oh,
okay, I can see that.
A whiskey.
A black, no, hold on. When I think of Pantera.
Black IPA.
Pantera, they have like
Pantera.
Okay, dudes. All right, so they got like, like flames in the back of their logo, right? So I would say a black IPA, but add hot spice to it, like a hot sauce.
I think the logo is probably on there. Yeah, it's just the metal.
No, but there's fire behind it always.
Well, that's just the can.
No, it's always like that. Look up Pantera. There's always some type of flames.
Where's our fact check guy? Oh, he's leaving.
He's got the red headband on today.
Okay, so if their logo doesn't do that, but if this is what it goes off of from this can, I would expect it to be a black IPA with some hot sauce in it or like something hot and spicy.
It isn't that bad.
It is good. It's refreshing.
Yeah, it was better than I thought it was going to be.
It's better than the band.
Hey, respect.
Or walk.
No, what's everyone's first thoughts?
I really enjoy it. It's really light, smooth, and malty.
Yeah, it does have a little bit of a malt to it.
It's light, smooth, mellow, zippy, and hoppy. That was just
I don't get the hoppy. I can taste hops, but I wouldn't call it a hoppy
beer. I wouldn't either, because then I wouldn't like it. I think the hoppiness is the malt that they're tasting. And it's refreshing. It's a good first start.
I think you're right. I think it's a good first beer.
It is.
If
it was a black IPA with hotness in it, I probably wouldn't like it as a first beer.
I'm usually not a golden ale dude either.
I don't think any of us are, actually. Yeah.
What would you guys say? What was the...
It's not bad.
What would be a golden ale that you compare this to?
The one from Evil Chick.
Is that Pilsner or GG?
That's a Pilsner.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I like that one.
So what's the one from Evil
Chick? Is that like, what's the chipmunk one? Is that's an IPA?
It's a blonde ale. I know that, okay? Because I never get it. I mean, I can look it up.
Sorry, I had a moment with Bruce.
You guys always have.
We locked eye to eye.
He was reaching for the can because he couldn't reach it over his laptop. And I just stared at him and I was pretending like I was going to give it to him. He's like a cat.
We are getting drunk with him.
Drunk with Buds.
I was hoping to get a new theme song for that, but my brother never invited me over.
This show up.
Was the song you wanted to make.
Not for season five. We're on season five now.
This is season five.
We didn't even tell any. We didn't even
say. Welcome to season five, guys.
This is the reason why we're kicking him out. He can't even remember.
The death of tones.
Yes.
It's a murder mystery podcast week.
Yeah.
Are we ready to move on to the next subject?
Hold on.
Segment? Yeah, hold on, guys.
I'm looking for that golden nail.
He said Evil Check Golden Ale, then he didn't even know what it was, and now he can't even find it.
It's probably called Golden Ale by Evil Check.
You know, honestly,
they don't even have one. It's probably the Blonde Ale.
Yeah.
Or it's a Blonde Ale.
So you can't compare it. I just didn't know if you guys could compare it to a domestic.
Blonde is like a golden color.
So it has to be the same thing.
Ow!
There's a mic there.
Somebody should move it.
Cool.
It's so funny.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm ready.
Bruce, play some music for the next segment. Pop culture with me.
For the last time.
For the last time. Someone else has to do that shit. But there is a show on HBO Max that I'm sure some of us have seen, but I just can't see who plays the main guy. Get it? John Cena joke. Yeah. Peacemaker. You guys watch that?
I've seen the first episode. That's about it.
You haven't seen any of them else?
I've watched the opening credit musical thing. That's it.
Yeah, you know how much content there is getting pushed out right now? There's so much. So.
You just got to pick one.
I know.
Well, my main focus has been
on top of playing Halo.
Oh, my goodness.
My main focus has probably been like HBO Max shows recently. Yeah. So Peacemaker's on there, so I'm caught up on it now. It's really
fucking Tell us great. About it.
So it's about Peacemaker. He survived Suicide Squad. James Gunn is back at the helm of this, and the intro is everybody doing this fucking synchronized dance, and everybody's straight-facing, so it's just like a really awkward, weird dance.
So it's not different every episode?
So far, it's not. No.
Yeah, okay.
And then, but basically, it's about Peacemaker, and they...
And Eagly.
And they tied him up into another fucking mission, because they're like, dude, you're still on... You're still, like...
Still a prisoner.
You're still a prisoner. What did you think? We're just going to let you go? Yeah.
He was like... because the doctor's like, you could go. He's like, I can't.
Yeah, he's like, nobody's looking for me?
He talks to, like, the janitor. No one's out there? He's like, I don't know, man. He's like, can I trust you? He's like, no, I'm not a trustworthy guy.
No, you can't trust me.
And he goes, no, I won't tell. I don't... I'm pretty good with secrets. And he goes, that does not...
That went against everything you just told me.
Yeah. He's like, you just said you couldn't be trusted. He goes, no, but secrets are different. It's like, whatever. And I like the weird, awkward conversations he has with random people. Like, he always has a weird conversation with the neighbor, with the janitor, and then he had another one with somebody else. But, like, it's always just a weird fucking...
Yeah.
It just happens. It just turns into, like, a...
It turns into something.
Yeah, it turns into something. And it's like not even part of, like, the story or anything. They just start talking, and then it just branches off to, like... About a certain thing, and then they just talk about that.
That's James Gunn, ain't it? That's pretty. Yeah, that's James Gunn style. But
was it his music all on par too? Because he loves using music to theme his movies. And
very first episode, they already shot out like an old band play him on the vinyl.
Oh yeah, and he's like singing around dancing in his underwear, and
then he gets attacked.
It's James Gunn, like all the way. You could tell.
Yeah. So it's awesome because it's a James Gunn production, and it's. A series,
and he's like no restrictions because obviously DC is better, you know. So,
well, he said DC...
you could actually kill people in DC world.
Deadpool.
Wow, one time.
didn't he do Brightburn?
Yeah,
that's not DC. Sorry, that was DC also.
Oh yeah, that is because he was Superman.
Yeah, he was little kid Superman.
Yeah, evil Superman.
My point.
Deadpool. Well, I guess. Well, he also said.
And they can cuss.
Well, they also said that he had no restrictions on Marvel or DC. They let him do whatever, free reign. So I guess. Whatever you say, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I guess killing just doesn't go with the story in his other ones, Brian.
Yeah.
And anyway, so
I mean, the fourth episode. Tony Stark snap everyone away. They all died.
Yeah. It wasn't all blood and guts.
Then it caught up. They caught up with one snap.
Thanos killed everybody.
It wasn't death, though. It's just vanishing. It's different.
That's death.
Where was the blood?
Okay, Scarlet Witch, blood smears on the ground from her jump.
Never seen it.
That's his defense. I've never seen it.
Never seen it.
All right, so last thing about Peacemaker, the fourth episode, you could it's awesome because then you get the emotionals.
I haven't seen it.
So it's like, it's cool because they brought that into it, and James Gunn is really good at doing the emotional and comedy. And the fourth episode is really, really well done.
I'll have to watch it. I've only saw the first three.
That's all that's out, right?
No, four.
It's four. He just said that.
Oh.
He just said that, Brian. Just say that. Welcome to the podcast.
Speaking of podcast,
Boba Fett.
Boba Fett, the book of Boba Fett.
Boba Bat.
Boba Bat, bet that Boba.
I thought he was going to start beatboxing.
All right, there's like four episodes of this out, The Book of Boba Fett, on Disney Plus. It shows what happened to Boba Fett and catches you up to where he is in the timeline. So if you've been watching like the, you know, Mandalorian and all that. So you see how he becomes, he survives the Sarlacc pit, how he kind of comes from like the sand people, how he learns to use the gaffy sticks and stuff like that. And he's going to start taking over a criminal enterprise.
Does he learn the language?
Yeah, yes, he understands what they're saying, but there's a lot of like hand motion stuff. He even, when you start watching it, he even got them set up that they would, people would have to pay them tribute to come across their like desert and shit like that. So that was pretty cool until someone backstabbed the whole deal and killed all those sand people, including the little boy that he.
So all those sand people are gone?
No, just that tribe.
Fuck. Love them.
Love people.
Never seen it.
Is it good? Like,
yeah, it's very good.
Comparable is to like it, the Mandalorian?
Is it like Mandalorian esque, like the spaghetti western?
It's esque, you know, but they lean more into like
the bounty the
gang. Well, he wants to start a criminal enterprise, but he wants to be like, instead of ruling with fear, he wants to rule with respect. The only thing though is I have to give it in the third episode. He gets some cyborg kids to be, like, employees. And, like, so there are all these, like, young 20-something kids, and they all have, like, either a cyborg arm or an eye. And they all have fucking bright-ass, colorful, chromed-out fucking mopeds in space. Like, it... So think of, like, the little speeders, but they're, like, they look like fucking Vespas. And they're all tricked out and colorful. Like, you're talking, everything's grimy in this universe. This is like, and they have a car chase scene with them. And it's the slowest car chase scene I've ever seen. I'm like, okay, guys, this is Star Wars. You could have made it at least ramped up the speed or anything like that.
Well, I don't know. The slowest chase scene I've ever seen in Star Wars was
The Last Jedi. The Last Jedi, yes, for sure, yes.
Oh, my God, they're going to get us.
No.
Put the boost on.
Yeah.
If we do that.
They're pulling away.
No. It was so stupid.
No. Yeah, and they're like, what can we do? We can only go in straight. And I would have been like, well, can't all of us just pick 19 different locations to go, and they can only follow one of us? So one of us would die, and the rest of us would be fine.
That's Bruce for you.
That's exactly what happened.
They didn't do that, no.
I thought they did.
No.
No, he said Bruce said he would do that.
Oh, right. I thought they did that, didn't they?
No,
I didn't watch it.
They kept going in a straight line, and then they tried to have little ships go down to this planet where they couldn't, you know, didn't notice them, but they did notice them. And it's let the ships just blow up. Yeah. They had a stupid
Because the girl was like,
Han Solo, kind of like that, too.
Solo?
Solo.
Not really. He's just running away, right?
Oh, it's like in the mall or whatever.
But he's actually going through, like, different shit. It's not, like, just one long spot where they're in this moment. He's actually going on an adventure, which is actually... Yeah, I like Solo a lot.
Han Solo.
Stop that.
Zoolander reference, guys.
Yeah, you know what else is a reference?
Cobra Kai.
Yo! That's you, this is your baby right here, right?
Well, yeah, I think it's all our babies
it's
now.
All our babies now.
My baby. Woo!
Brian watched it first.
I watched it all in one day.
New Year's Eve. Okay, hold on. Brian did not watch it first, bitch.
I was going to say, I watched it New Year's Eve.
I didn't say that.
I did.
I thought you meant the whole series. I watched it on YouTube, bitch.
Season 4. The newest episode. Season.
Sit down.
What we're talking about, right? Season 4.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I was like, sit down, bitch.
So, Tony, you weren't wrong.
Brian watched it. I was getting snaps of
No, yeah, Brian watched it in one day. Fucking, I did not.
He's fucking fighting the ocean.
Yeah.
And then they lose.
Classic Johnny Lawrence. Spoilers. He doesn't win.
Someone wins, but...
I love it. Somebody said they do too many heel turns, though.
Yeah, I mean, they got
a lot of twists and turns, but
they got to force some drama in there.
Yeah. It can't all be rainbows and sunshine.
I mean, I like the latest twist, though. When fucking, what's his face got arrested?
Yeah, Kreese.
He'll get out.
Obviously, but I like how it now it's like, no, bro, both of those dojos are down, though. Now you know, though, bro.
Now Kreese is going to join Johnny Lawrence, and they're going to be Eagle Fang together.
My wife and I are watching it, and I'm like, this is going to be an awful wall theory, but if Johnny Lawrence is Kreese's weakness, why is that? Like, why is he always glammed onto him? I'm like, honey, it's going to end up being that John Kreese is Lawrence's dad.
That'd be wild.
That's why he's always good attention to him and all that stuff. And my wife's like, that would be like great. I'm like, it'd suck for Lauren.
Just like Star Wars.
Robbie hates his dad. No. Everybody hates their daddies. Miguel can't find his.
He's trying to now.
Yeah. And he don't even know he exists.
No. He's gonna be like, I'm your son. He's like, no, you're not. I never had a son.
I'm going to Mexico. I'm going to Guatemala.
Yeah. Guatemala. But yeah, so Cobra Kai gets better and better every season. Season 1 was good. Season 2 was better. Season 3 was better. Season 4 was better.
Season 5 is the best.
Did anyone also think when Tori got the new job that she was going to be a stripper and then it ended up being... Yeah. I was like, they made her a stripper? I'm like, I guess.
Yeah. That's funny. I thought she was a stripper.
Yeah.
What do you wear? Don't worry about it. And then she's a fucking princess.
Even more embarrassing.
For her,
for little kids,
there's nothing embarrassing about strippers. I'm just
for her character.
What
I love about Cobra Kai though is like they don't change the seasons up like drastically at all. Like there's a little bit like they add new characters every season, but you look at like Stranger Things, they change the fucking entire way it's filmed and shot and written every season.
Yeah,
but this Cobra Kai is like the same old, but it's still new shit. To keep you going. That's why I love it.
And it doesn't change it to make it like too drastic to where it's like, okay, that's way out there. Yeah. It just keeps the pace, and then the characters, we're already in love with them, so they just kind of advance them a little bit more.
Yeah. And everyone on that show, from the kids to the adults, all.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
Y'all
trying,
already?
Yeah, I'm trying to get them on there. Yeah. We all artists, man. You feel me? We going to have this like...
Bro, me and my man Kai, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit.
Don't
right
play
now.
With this
I
shit.
Gonna lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Play with it. No. Take that shit serious.
Oh, the same rule. Whatever your gut says in the first initial thing, you go do it. You don't think if it's right or wrong, you just fucking do it. No one ever fucking takes a half a second to go.
Yeah, the mom was pissing me off that whole season. I was like, why are you bullying this little fucking
She's egging shit on.
Yeah, and it made it worse, everything. I was like, God, I hate
her. Yeah, I thought that was weird.
And I didn't like the daughter anymore, like, kind of.
She made the worst decisions, though.
I don't think you're supposed to.
No, but I mean, like, I just didn't like her.
I think that's what they wanted you to think. Yeah.
No, not like that. I just
didn't want you to think of the character as a different person now.
Well, then I also didn't like Miguel as much either. So, I mean, I guess I started liking Cobra Kai's characters better.
Well, there wasn't much Miguel anyway, I don't think. He was his role in this
was minimum,
Yeah.
He was OP and everything else, so now it's like, oh, we gotta take him down.
But he came back from injury and then he wasn't really good.
I like Hawk when I got my confidence back, or I found out who I was. He's like, who are you? I'm the guy who's winning this whole fucking thing.
Yeah. See, they built Hawk up. Miguel got chopped down a little bit, but
see, I was really glad that Hawk was the one that had to go against, what's his face?
Robbie.
Because then he's like, dude, he's been in...
Robbie's a badass.
He's like, he's been in Miyagi-Do longer than me. He knows my moves. He's like, you've been in Cobra Kai longer than him. It's like, oh, fuck. Yeah. So it's like...
I knew he was going to take his shirt off, too, because his gi kept opening
up. Yeah, I saw
that. And then they're going to set it, so he's going to take his shirt off.
I'm going to take it off.
Wasn't there like a gas when he did that?
Like, yeah. And he, like Hawk looks at him and looks at the judges, and they're like...
I do remember
and then he takes his off too.
And the fucking kids, you know, when they jump him on the the chair for getting a tattoo and they like choking him down. I'm like, these kids are more ruthless than like gangs, man. The dude's just trying to get some ink.
He's just trying to like get some relaxation and get some like fucking tattoo. They come in and fucking ruin his life.
And then when
that's what I don't get, they had a pact to not do anything to each other, and then that's the next thing that happened.
And they buzz cut his mohawk, but it kind of left like two little mohawks. I was like, that's not that bad actually. And then he shaved it all off. I'm like, what did you do? It looked pretty cool.
Well, what was the reason they did that? What did something happen before that?
They just wanted to be able to strike first without, you know, all the sprinklers.
Okay, the sprinklers. Yeah, the sprinklers happened first.
Yeah.
Miguel's so then
like,
that's why
they Miguel's like, yeah, Mira's here. We'll fight you.
And so it didn't just happen.
It's like a Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. Yeah, but they didn't cut their hair off.
Yeah.
They just put them.
Got them wet.
It's like American Reunion.
Oh, yeah.
Why'd you do that? They splashed us.
He ruins everything.
He ruins their jet skis and everything.
They take a big dump in their beer.
Yeah. Why'd you do all that? They splashed it.
They started it.
That's what that felt like.
Yeah, I get
you. Everything was just
such a small thing that happened. Yeah. And then fucking
exactly. He got us wet, so we're gonna hold.
Like, we got splashed, and we're gonna nuclear bomb this thing.
We're gonna show them they can't even get away with that shit.
Cobra Kai, man, good shit.
I can't wait for it. What do you guys think is gonna happen in season 5? How about that?
At some point, Tori is gonna be. She's gonna flip the switch, and she's gonna say that Silva paid off the ref. The what's her name?
Because she's the only one that knew about it.
Yeah, because she saw the money exchange happen.
And then they're gonna do the tournament again.
I doubt they'll do the tournament again.
Well, I think
They gotta have another tournament.
Well, yeah, but that's probably season 6. There's always like a whole season of growth before, and then you're gonna see Johnny Lawrence chasing after.
Oh,
down, you know.
I feel like Johnny Lawrence is gonna end up teaming up with Kreese again and Cobra Kai. Because I think Eagle Fang is just like a temporary thing.
Well, yeah, because the show's called Cobra Kai. Yeah.
Well, no, but I know.
They always win.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like he's going to team up with him again, but it's going to be a little bit more like he's actually going to let him coach it like his way and not like Kreese's old way. I think, or either that or he'll step back and Johnny Lawrence will become Cobra Kai teacher again. And then Miyagi-Do is going to stay there. And he's going to have that other guy that came in.
Chosen's back.
Yeah. I like to.
Going off the wall.
Because he has the offensive.
Off the wall predictions for next season is that Miguel's going to get trapped in Mexico and Johnny Lawrence is going to have to go and like have like a tournament to save him. Like he's going to have to be in the tournament in
Mexico. Oh, okay.
Johnny does go to Mexico.
Wait, there's a
Guatemala, but yeah.
There's a Guatemala tournament?
No, but there's going to be one because that's where Miguel went to find his dad. So Johnny's going to
Okay, so your off-the-wall thing, I did not even think there was going to be a tournament or anything. I thought he was just going to go there. He's going to get kidnapped or something like that. Johnny Lawrence goes out there. It turns into an action movie. Yeah. He has to start fighting these people.
Fight. I think
not a tournament. Not a tournament. I'm saying it turns into a whole-ass action movie. Johnny Lawrence becomes an action karate hero. And actually, like you know, like I was like, I could see it going that way. But now then when you said a tournament, I was like, oh, okay, I can see that too.
I think the show is based off tournaments.
I think so Mike... I think Mike Barnes
is
going to come back. From Karate Kid 3, he's the kid that was terrorizing with Silva, Daniel LaRusso.
They're talking about bringing Haley Swank. Is that her? Hillary Swank?
Okay.
One that was from the next Karate Kid. They're thinking about bringing her in, too. And then
if that's the case, you got to bring Jaden Smith in, too.
They said that he's now a part of it. They're saying that's not the same.
Jackie Chan. You can bring Jackie Chan in, though. We love him.
At what point do these kids graduate?
Well, we realized that they just had their junior prom. And I'm like, I looked at my wife when they said it's the junior prom. I'm like, why are they getting... these people are so rich that they have a prom for just juniors, a prom for just seniors. So. It's just prom.
Yeah, it's
probably just
you're in high school, you can go to prom.
Probably just letting you know that that's junior year. Yeah.
So they still got one more year, unless they... birthday is in such a way that they're not over 18 when the whatever. You
know. Well, I mean, they could still be in the tournaments, right?
It's 18.
It's 18 under.
So, I mean, aren't there like adult tournaments?
That's what we're going to find out.
They're going to start their own adult tournaments.
And season 6, we'll find out.
Season 10, they're going to be adults and actually doing like more and more shit. They're never going to give up karate. Yeah.
Did Did you like the new character introduced? I forget the little kid.
I like the kid.
I did like it.
Oh yeah,
and I like the debate team girl. I thought she was pretty cool.
Yeah, debate. I didn't like. I didn't like Daniel's son.
Oh yeah.
But you weren't supposed to. Obviously,
I know. But that's why I didn't like him. I cannot like him. That's the reason.
And
I did like how the new character, the kid, was getting bullied. So it was like when he went to Cobra Kai, like LaRusso, when he was getting bullied, he went to Miyagi-Do. So it was the same thing, but opposite.
Yeah.
I did like that whole thing.
I was like, oh man, he's going to turn into a beast because he's going to Cobra Kai. He's going to kill this kid.
That's kind of how Hawk did it.
Yeah.
I just didn't believe that anyone would like that video game that the kid liked.
Yeah.
He was playing that video game. Like, no one would do hours of this stupid video game.
What was it?
EverQuest? No.
No, it was not that. It was
like Dragon something. And like everyone liked it.
Yeah, even
I did feel bad. Daniel's he was like kid. Falling for that girl, and then it ended up being Daniel's.
Yeah, I was excited.
I didn't feel
for
bad
that.
when he met and he was in costume and they showed up. I was like, come on, leave this kid alone.
I know, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like, just kept doing it more and more. Yeah. Like, being the worst ever. Yeah.
I know. Jesus and it was Christ, the other kids. Dude. Daniel's kid was like, oh, maybe we shouldn't do that.
Then he tries to apologize, gets his fucking ass rocked.
Yeah, fuck him up.
He said next year's going to be hell for you, bitch.
When they first show his son, they go, what happened to you? I grew up. What happened? It's like kids grow up. Because he looks so different from the previous season.
I didn't recognize him at first. I was like,
is that the same dude?
At least like the he's not smaller, a little fat anymore. Kid. Yeah.
No, he's different now.
Yeah, he's a little dickhead.
Yeah, cool car.
That was a cool cry. All right, we're gonna take a small little break. We're gonna refill our drinks.
We have to
thoughts.
We gotta do our final
thoughts. Have you done this show before? What the hell?
It's been like a fucking month.
Yeah, it's true. We didn't even talk about us being gone that long.
We never said we were on a break. We just stopped recording.
You never said like this is season.
No, we didn't. We really didn't. We are amateurs at best.
I put season 4 finale in the headline of the thing.
But we never talked about it online or on air. So yeah, let's go ahead and do our final thoughts on this beer. Bruce, what do you got?
3.5. It's a good start beer. I'm surprised I like the Golden Ale as much as I did. It's easy to drink, and I recommend it. It's probably even better on a nice toasty day.
I can turn that fan off.
I'm already sweating.
I'm just going to take off my hoodie.
I want to give it a...
Two Tones, what do you got?
I realized as soon as I started talking that Brian was about to give his... I thought he was just talking about taking off his hoodie.
He did just say that.
Yeah, man, you can.
I know, but I thought he was going to... As I said, I was like, Brian was going to fucking tell us about what he thought.
Well, someone tell us.
All right, I give it...
Okay, I
think it's too generic for me. But, I mean, if you like Golden Ales, I'm sure this tastes like a Golden Ale to me. Like, just an average Golden Ale.
Yeah. So or a Blonde Ale.
If you want to support Pantera more than just listening to the music, go ahead and buy this. you might like it. I give it a 3. It's just average for me.
If you want to support Pantera. Okay, so I'm gonna give it a 3.75. It's pretty good for a Golden Ale. I honestly couldn't even remember the last Golden Ale I've had. But if it tasted like this every time, I think I'd probably enjoy them more.
I'm in the same boat as Brian. It was okay. I give it a 2.75. It's not bad, like Brian said, if you just want to support Pantera. I guess. It's good, but it's not great.
Yeah.
For now, yes. Now we will take a little break, and we'll be back with another beer.
We got a shot break. One last free shot break plug. Indiana Whiskey Company. Starting the week after this, they are our official paying sponsor.
Oh, we got our first sponsor, Season 5. We love you, Indiana Whiskey.
You gotta do big things without me.
Sheesh! You collect that money.
We appreciate it. Hell yeah. Out Wild, and she is Jules Golden. No copyright release. No copyright sounds on YouTube.
Welcome back, everyone, ladies and gentlemen. Like, there's multiple guys.
We got gentlemen too.
We had a random guy come through and drop off some donuts. He said his name is Derek. So, hi, Derek.
Hi, guys.
Woo! Woo!
Yay!
Yeah. Derek's here.
Some random guy.
He brought some donuts. He's here too on my last day. It's going to get real emotional.
His real name's Eric, but he put the D in it.
Amen, brother. Or should I say day man, brother? I don't know.
What's worse, the fact that you want to say that he's had that joke in his head for years, or the fact that he just came up with that? What's worse?
I just came up with it.
I know, I'm just saying how bad that was, though. That's how bad your jokes are. There's a cat here.
It's all right.
His name used to be Eric, but he put a D in it.
What are we drinking there, host?
I don't know, Hunter, tell me.
So we are drinking Colombiana. Which is from Martin House Brewing Company. It's a stout imperial double, 14.5% ABV. Not available. Oops, sorry. 9 IBU. So used to say not available.
No.
Total check-ins is 2,800. It's got 4.35 average rating out of 5. Martin House Brewing Company is a regional brewery. Blah, blah, blah. Yep. From Fort Worth, Texas, United States. Style guide, stout imperial double. Rum barrel aged imperial stout with cherries and coconut. Coconut, cherry, boozy, smooth, strong.
Right. I agree.
First thoughts.
Let's see what it is.
Ooh. Let's see what it is.
A heaviness to the smell.
I don't really get the coconut, though.
I can smell the cherries.
I get very hint of coconut, but it's not bad.
Yeah, it's just. I think it's smooth. It's just making it smooth.
Because all you nice listeners to it. That used to listen to me know I hate coconut.
We know.
If you guys go back to season 1, 2.
I think he was holding back tears. They don't remember me.
It's true. It's true.
What's going to happen to you?
Fuck you. I hate that you guys high-fived that. Anyways, we'll keep moving on with the pop culture. How did I meet your father? Isn't that what it's called? Or is it How I Met Your Father? I read it in the docs.
It's not in the docs, right?
Honestly, when I read that, I thought that like we're all going to introduce how we met each other's
fathers. Oh, you were born in my family.
Well, the one day...
You were born in mine.
I was playing GTA at your brother's house.
Get off me, Juno.
And your brother said... Your brother said, get the money. And your dad walked in. What do you mean, get the money? What kind of game are you playing?
And there's a bloodied hooker on the ground.
Yeah. Bam. I met your father.
I remember that because we had to shut the game off.
Yeah. You guys weren't allowed to play it.
We couldn't play it.
And we read it. We only had 5 days with it.
It's just
yes, kids. Back when you could only have a certain amount of days of a game.
And it was the weekend, so like you had to use all your time. And, running games was cool.
Running systems were cool.
But, no, How I Met Your Father, dude. If you guys are big fans of How I Met Your Mother, I think you will like the show.
Yeah. It was all right.
It's very cheesy.
On purpose.
But the first season of How I Met Your Mother was pretty bad, too, in that aspect.
And then it found its footing in season two.
Like, the actors in this one, cheesy. Like, not very good actors. But that's how it was in the first one. Then slowly they got into their characters.
Right.
And got better.
I did like when they were asking the guys about their apartment. Like, oh, we got it from some old married couple who was moving out. I was like, best part. Oh, that's the same apartment. Best part. I was like, oh, cool.
It was very obvious to me when I saw the hallway. I was like,
yeah, but you're a huge fan.
I was like, is this the same hallway, bitch? It's like, no way.
Was it two episodes?
There's two episodes so far.
Because I only remember the first one. The second one
The second one is where they're at the club.
They go to the club. FOMO.
Yeah, FOMO. And it's so it's funny because obviously in How I Met Your Mother, they went to a club also. And so this is one, like, it kind of reminded me of that too.
I don't remember.
You got kicked out. You saw it. You said, it looks like you guys are having a good time.
She was going to meet in the candle room. I forgot. And then she took a picture of Jason FOMO. Jason FOMO.
Oh, yeah. Because he thought that she wanted...
Yeah.
Too bad, bitch.
You haven't seen it?
First episode.
Okay. Yeah.
Too bad,
bitch. I haven't seen it, but it's okay.
I'm very hopeful for it because it's written by the same people, Carter Bays and Michael.
Is it shot the same then, too?
Yeah, it's got a similar feel.
Oh, dude, it's kind of shot exactly the same, which is why I liked it. Because it's like, oh, it's just How I Met Your Mother with a different skin and cast, and it's working so far.
I don't know why, but my favorite part of the two episodes is when the British guy that comes into the bar and he goes, oh, it's very crisp up there at the top where the guy was painting. And I was like, that's what he wanted. Yeah.
Mine was when she said, give me that charger. It was within the first 5 minutes of the first episode. She's like, can I have that charger? Because my phone's belly's empty. And it's like, mama, feed me. And the way her face was like, I was like, oh, I fucking love this already. But yeah. If she's going to be goofy, Ted was, you know, like a little bit mm-hmm. goofier, then that's what I love about the main character is that they're kind of goofy and like you can see why they're single. You know what I mean?
My problem with the show is I don't like the main girl.
Hillary Duff?
I've never been a Duff fan. I like everyone else.
You've been a Muff fan though, right?
Yeah.
I guess you're too old. In our age, Hillary Duff was like
a goddess.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Especially in Casper. I was a child then.
Wendy. She was Wendy.
Yeah. Good shit. And so I barely remember the second episode, but the first episode was cool. Was that when the apartment happened?
So Carter Bays said that there's only 10 episodes for the season one. And then he said to watch it because numbers matter, obviously.
Do you guys like the choice of the old Hillary Duff, aged up?
I mean, they don't really bother me because you don't.
What does that mean?
Like the actress who plays Hillary Duff, you know, when she's talking to older. Her son.
Because they didn't show Bob Saget in the first one, obviously. So they already showed her as a person.
Sex and the City. Yeah.
I think it gives it more personability.
Hey, special guest coming up all the way. Hey. Oh, we got
what the fuck?
Ben Hammond Turkey in the house.
Fucking this dude.
You guys really trying to make me cry. Yeah. What's up, man? How are you?
Not too bad.
Hell yeah.
We got a chair for you, not Derek. So everyone, Two Tones, we have a special guest.
Yeah.
Nate coming all the way up. He brought a special meat he said he was going to bring, too.
Nice.
Got to grab him a glass.
So he's going to get a glass. I'm going to get in on this.
No, I don't have a glass.
We're going to get you in on this Martin House Brewing Barrel Age Cherry and Coconut. It's Derek says it's so good.
It's heavy. It's a lot.
Heavy lock.
That's all Derek can say. It's so good. It's so good. It's got him in a trance.
So I didn't know who the actress was, the mom.
Yeah.
And
she's from Sex and the City.
But apparently she's like a legendary actress because...
Yeah, she's from... It's an older movie, but called Mannequin, where the mannequin comes to life. Yeah. Have you seen those movies in the 80s? Okay. Well, she was one of the main girls from Sex and the City, the one that had sex all the time.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, that is her?
Yeah. And then,
I've never seen
her. Now Sex and the City has come back, and they didn't bring her back because...
I met your father.
No. I think there was a split between the actresses and stuff like that.
Yeah. She seems fine. I mean, whatever. I mean...
I don't really care about the future
Derek said he didn't like her.
Oh.
Honestly, yeah. Well, who do I know?
Like I said, but it's the first episode. You got to give it feels, man. You got to feel it out. And I'm going to watch the entire season.
I do like how the difference is, like, you don't see the kids this time. You see her. And it's probably because it could throw you off if you find out, like, if the kids are, like, mixed or something, you might know who the father is already.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she's already, good call, you know.
You have no idea. You can only, so right now it's we're like, assuming you know it's somebody. But especially since, spoiler alert, they have the same favorite song.
Exactly.
Ooh, what song is that?
It's never who you think it is.
Drops of Jupiter.
The Barney song.
I love train, you. Drops of Jupiter.
You love me.
No.
Made a big family.
Somebody, somebody know Drops of Jupiter? Let's go. Let's hear it.
Oh, that is a good song. Drops.
Jupiter in my ear.
Drops.
You don't know off the top of my head, sorry.
No one
who
knows.
Sings it?
I
like,
bet you train, back train, in train. The atmosphere.
Turn this up in the ear, sent away. Woo. That's not us.
You went somewhere else with that.
Uncle Cracker came back.
That's a good mesh.
Yeah, that was right.
Tell me. Tell me. Anyways, get the fuck off me. After I watched the episode, I did turn the song on.
Oh, you would.
Because, dude,
I love how she was...
so many more plays
I love how she was singing it while crying. Because of the whole whatever the fuck it was.
Like spoilers.
Bro, you gotta watch it, the second episode.
Yeah, dude, great.
It's only 30 minutes.
New episodes when, though, you know? Like, I'm curious.
I think it's Tuesdays? Okay.
Fuck.
Man, we spent a lot of time on fucking Hillary Duff.
Well, we also did on Cobra Kai.
Well, cool. Yeah, sure. Let's go on to Xbox is buying everything.
Xbox literally becoming a monopoly in this motherfucker, and we all here for
it. They probably bought Monopoly.
So Xbox just
Hasbro.
Xbox just bought Activision Blizzard. So now we have World of Warcraft under our belt. We have StarCraft. We also
Diablo.
We have Diablo. We have
Call of Duty.
All duty.
We have sexual harassment charges because that is also going on in there. But we're ignoring that, and we're going to kick that guy out.
We bought it for the game.
Yeah, we bought it for the game.
Then might as well buy PlayStation now.
Hey, Call of Duty. Yeah, Call of Duty is now an Xbox exclusive.
I could separate the game from the developer, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's like the head honcho. So it's like, obviously, I feel like he has nothing to do with the gaming itself. It's just his... So Derek said he thinks Call of Duty will come out with a game every other year, not yearly like it was. They've been trending towards that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They should probably just stop making games.
Well, two different studios.
I think. Well, no, it's three. That's why it's every year because it's three. It's three different ones: Treyarch, Activision, and then the other one. But anyway, so now it's going to be cool because now they are going to come to Game Pass.
Well, they're going to come to Game Pass, but they're not going to be exclusive.
Right. But it's better. It's better for Xbox. I thought
was going to happen because that's what's happening with like Bethesda.
Yeah, but Bethesda was a big dick move because it's like Starfield is now Xbox only. And now it's like Call of Duty. A lot of people play that. So it's kind of like they're like, okay, you know what? We'll let you have it because we're going to have it day one. We're still going to get our fucking money from it.
So,
and because that's their number one gaming over there on PlayStation is Call of Duty. Yeah. So it's like they're going to get revenue over there.
Well, also they have contracts in with like Call of Duty. Activision and Sony had exclusive contracts for Call of Duty, right? So... Xbox, Phil Spencer said he's going to follow through with that. But after that, who knows? It could be exclusive.
See that.
I was going to say, can they still, like, then Sony has to pay Xbox to have Call of Duty on their platform then? So they could still technically get money from...
Yeah.
Basically, Sony's going to be paying them.
Yeah, they every game sale is going to go to them.
I'll tell you what.
You might as well buy Sony.
If Microsoft fucking buys Square Enix...
I honestly think that could happen.
If Microsoft buys Square Enix, then PlayStation has to.
Yeah.
Do something. It would be over. They would have nothing then.
Yeah, PlayStation, I mean, they have a lot of new IPs and everything, but it's like, right now, all I see is like new sequels and everything. They're building off these franchises they already have, which is cool. They're really great games. They play really fucking well. I used to have a PlayStation 4 or whatever the fuck. I used to play it, and a lot of their games are kind of the same, but different, but, you know, it's whatever. They're adventure games.
Yeah.
I think Brian and I, and I think my brother were talking about this, said that, yeah, we were joking, Xbox has taken no L's. They never lose. And they're like, well, they did lose with Brian said, the 360. The red rings, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because
after that, they've been good.
I always have been a PlayStation fan more than Xbox. Like, even when it was Xbox and PlayStation and then PlayStation 2. And I hated the controller, and now it's totally the other way.
I hate the PlayStation
controller, even though it's never changed.
I didn't realize
for the most part.
I went through three of the Xboxes, so that's when I switched over to the PS2. But I bought the controller that was set up like the Xbox controller. So I didn't like the little knobs on the inside. So yeah, when I did switch over, I did buy a controller that was set up like the Xbox controller too. So
yeah,
my heart's always been there.
Yeah, I love you.
I saw about Xbox tonight. Man, that sounds so euphoric.
Yeah, it does.
No, wait, hold on, I'm not done with it.
Oh, okay.
But I lost my footing. So Sony.
The cat ate it.
The cat fucking you up.
So I'm on Twitter. I follow, you know, a Sony dude, and then I follow Xbox, whatever. And a lot of people are pissed about Activision. They're saying Xbox is taking over Monopoly. Yeah. Give us Spider-Man then, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You like
you're gonna have to buy
Sony
just to have Spider-Man.
Like is that
just like Xbox has Spider-Man, and then they'll price not buying shit.
Yeah, like, come on. I don't really want to play
those games.
They're really fun.
How could you sit there and say
I hate PlayStation? Didn't you buy a PlayStation just for Spider-Man?
No, God of War, God of War, and it was
expansion.
Worth it.
The expansion,
it was God of War.
God of War was
the DLC.
I've never played any of those games. Yeah, I've never played any of the God of War games.
What?
Yeah.
6 hours of content. That's a full game.
Yeah, but there's side events and shit like that.
That's the beginning, the end of Brian on their podcast right there.
When you play,
did you see what Dying Light 2? They said how many
500
hours?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
But it's actually like 200 for main story.
To do everything.
Dude, Dying Light is such a great game. I'm definitely going to buy that too.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be on Game Pass.
Dude, if it was, then I know.
Yeah, but you're not on Game Pass anymore, right?
Yeah.
Because Morgie's on there instead. Better than
I thought. Oh, no. She plays on my Xbox.
Well, I pay for my own.
Oh, okay.
Do you?
Yeah, I pay for my own Game Pass.
Oh, no. Yeah, we game share. That's what it is.
Game share, but there's no games to buy anymore. No. They're all on Game Pass.
Yeah, I know.
I used to game share with my brother, and then he dropped me.
Or you're leaving
for his son. That's for his son. What the fuck?
Like, just turn the Xbox on.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah, he dropped me in game share with his kid.
Yeah,
who does that? That's a non-euphoric situation.
Yeah, so Euphoria. Euphoria on HBO Max. It is a show with Zendaya and a bunch of other people in there. They're all over 18. I say this because. In the show, they play like 16-year-olds, and there's always a lot of titties and dicks.
What the fuck?
So, yeah, it's really weird. So, but really good show. It deals with drug abuse. She used to be an addict. She's dealing with that. And then you're seeing all the other rough, raw moments of high school and shit like that, like bullying.
Yeah.
One of her crush is a transgender woman, and so you see kind of stuff with that. And then... that's who she's like in love with. And then you just see like a lot of shit like spiral. And like one dude's dad is like really gay.
Don't spoil this for me.
Yeah, I do want to watch this.
Because I watched episode one, that's it.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm just trying to say like what like kind of moments are happening.
Yeah.
Because like one dude's dealing with his dad being gay. And then he starts, then he's, I know, right? And then he starts questioning his sexuality.
Okay.
Because he kind of finds out stuff, and then, you know, so it's like kind of, that's like one of the things. There's also other themes. There's drug dealing. There's big drug dealers that have fucking, obviously they got their hands on some shit, like on this one dude, and he wants to get out or whatever, not do as much, but blah, blah, blah. Season two just started though. And so that's what actually pushed me to watch the first season finally, because then I'm like, okay, the first season, it's not just the first season.
Yeah.
I have to make sure that there's a second season so I know that I can continue instead of being, and like...
You did say that you've been on a HBO Max.
Yeah, and then so I've been on everything HBO Max right now. But yeah, Euphoria is really good. The soundtrack, the lighting, Jared Callen talked about it. Remember he talked about the lighting
and how
good it is. He's like, it's really well done. I was like, man, I don't know. I've never actually really seen it. But, like, after watching it, it's like, wow, this dude really does take pride in his fucking lighting in that show. And it's really unique.
Nice. Yeah, I'll have to watch it.
It's a really good story. Definitely worth watching. Really dramatic. Really, but really intense. And I don't know. It just grips you.
They said Degrassi crawled so Euphoria could run.
Also, that it reminds me that
it's coming back.
Yeah, Degrassi's coming back.
Yeah, Degrassi is coming
they
in.
Said, no, we didn't, motherfucker. Yeah.
We back, bitch.
And it's funny because it's going to be on HBO Max, so then you know it could be like Euphoria level.
Is where Drake
it's like,
coming back?
That would be not cool. I don't think any of the old. I mean, it would fit his.
He was so.
The rumors.
He was so fucking serious.
It would fit the rumors,
that would
right?
be not cool.
Yeah. I mean, he co-produced this show, Euphoria.
No,
because
you said he's he talks to little girls.
Yeah.
So then what if he's back, but he's still at the high school talking to little girls?
But that reminds me because he's like a co-producer of this show, him and Future, I think, of Euphoria. And there's a lot of 16-year-old titties and dicks. So it's like, maybe that does fit with what I was saying. Ooh. That Drake likes that.
Fucking Drake's weird. Anyways.
You went there, so I had to go there and show you what I was talking about.
Mine was more lighthearted.
He made the show, bro.
Anyways, I don't think we have anything else to talk about. Unless you guys want to talk about 1883.
Can we talk about how Nate's here randomly?
No.
All right.
I mean, go ahead. Talk about Nate.
So, Nate is here.
From Indianapolis.
After the break, you can have my spot. Give you time.
Brian's leaving.
Why? Give him time to be on the mic or something.
You didn't do that for Derek.
I did. He said, no, I don't need to.
I don't know. I just thought Phil could move the mic in between them both.
Yeah,
further away from Nate.
My mic's too good for him.
I thought you were talking about Nate being here.
Hey, man, how was the drive?
What's 1883?
Oh man,
Yellowstone prequel.
Here's Nate.
That drive is not fun at times. They definitely didn't plow off the road.
Oh fuck, I forgot. It's snow.
Where'd you come from?
Indianapolis, on the north side.
I'm gonna text someone.
Are you going to text?
Josh is supposed to come. Pointing.
Oh,
he said the roads are too bad, and I was like, "This motherfucker just drove from Indianapolis."
Like, really? You can't make it slow, slow and steady. I mean, at least one lane was, for the most part, pretty plowed off, but there was a couple of cars in the median.
Yeah, I'm kind of jealous that I didn't drive. It's good, obviously, because I'm drinking. But I was talking to Bruce earlier, like, about this. I like driving in the snow because I like when my truck fishtails because I hit the gas and I kind of give it a little more sliding.
That just happened at the slide over here for me. Yeah.
I like sliding and shit. I did it in my car too.
Except mine's a hit and run. And it in a hit and run.
What's everyone think about this beer?
It's not my favorite.
All right.
I do like it, but like I'm not gonna go out and buy it because it's just not. I don't know. Just not what I drink typically. I drink Bud Light, and
well, you're probably not gonna find it here.
Yeah, you got to order it from Tavor. Drunkle Buzz. I was trying to do the promo code. What's the promo code?
Drunkle Buds.
At Drunkle Buds.
At Drunkle Buds. I don't know. Anyways, it's good, but I'll give it a
3.25. 3.25. That's good. That's better than your last rating.
Yeah, because it has more flavor, man.
Yeah.
So
I didn't think I would like my initial taste on this. I didn't like it. And I think the fact that it's so boozy, it made me like it.
Yeah.
Let me take one more sip before I rate it.
Is there vanilla in this at all?
Cherries, as far as I can tell.
Coconut. Maybe that's what I'm tasting.
I think it's just the coconut, bro.
No, I'm tasting, yeah. Because if you mix coconut and cherry, it's vanilla.
It's a sweet cherry.
That's how it works?
It's sweet cherry puree. And I would give this a 3, because actually 2.75. Fuck it. I'm going there.
You didn't like it?
The can art is pretty dope, but besides that, it's a nope.
Oh! Well, I disagree. I think it's boozy.
Is this yours?
It's smooth. I like the cherry. I'm giving it a four.
I was trying to grab mine.
I'm giving it a solid 4. Normally it'd be a 3.75, but I give points for can art. And not only do we have points for can art, we got awesome box art. So that's pretty badass.
Can I keep one of these in here or no?
What, buddy?
Can I keep one of these in here?
Sure, you can keep one.
Points fuck yeah.
Points for the packaging.
Like Derek already tried stealing one.
What?
Why wouldn't he let you?
Unintentionally.
Derek, since you're on the, what did you think of the beer and rate it?
I enjoyed it. I thought
you kept saying so good, hey, so good,
it's so good. I definitely give it a 3.5. I thought it was way better than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be real, like super heavy on like the rum side. But unlike these other guys, I thought I tasted the coconut initially, and I thought that all the way through. So I enjoyed it. It was good, it was smooth.
It's getting me drunk. That's good enough for me.
All right, now get back to the back
with your buds.
Yeah.
I agree with Derek. 3.5. My first initial taste, I felt like it wasn't good, and it felt like it was carbonated. But the more I drink it, it's starting to settle down. It's starting to get a little warmer. I think it's gonna help it. It's heavy as fuck though.
Did you cleanse your palate?
Yeah, I have my giant house.
I feel like even if you cleanse your palate,
my Bruce tap water here.
Going from that golden ale to this is like such a drastic change.
Yeah.
So maybe that initial first taste wasn't good because of that.
Is this only our second beer?
Yes, it's only our second beer. Hey, Nate, what'd you think about the beer and give it a rating?
I gave it a 3 just because I'm not a big fan of rum, personally.
You know what? Go back to Indianapolis.
I mean, if I'm going to be drinking these boozy stouts, you know, I stick to generally just the bourbon barrel or some sort of whiskey barrel. That back end rum taste is just sticking around too long. I mean, it's not bad, but I wouldn't buy this again.
Cool. Do you guys not remember my conversation I had with you, Bruce and Phil? I said, I don't care what you guys do for the last show. Just don't invite Nate. And you guys fucking brought
him. You know what? That was the reason I invited him.
I'm kidding. We like Nate here.
Nate doesn't even remember when we started drinking that beer of his and you were on the mic going, that's right, Nate, fuck you, Nate. We're drinking your beer.
I never said that, Nate.
You did say that. I remember you saying that. I don't remember a lot.
No, I said, I'm drinking this beer while he's probably in the fucking race car right now.
Oh, yeah. How's that going? You guys still doing that?
Yeah. I told them, Vincent Teasy and Jay West or whatever, if they need more sponsorship, just let us know and we'll pay our end on that.
I thought that was cool.
The car, I thought it was cool as fuck. It made me watch NASCAR.
I barely watch.
What the hell? It's like the Bears dropping the ball.
I can do that too now.
Aaron Rodgers, fuck you, dude. You suck. He lost to the Niners.
Yeah, Derek, how excited were you about that game?
I like Aaron Rodgers.
Me too. He's one of the GOATs.
Yeah. Fuck, but do you like Robbie Gould better?
I do like
Exactly.
Revenge, Ravage.
He got a foot of a god.
Good as gold. He's got a heart of an angel. All right, we're going to take a little shot break. We'll be back with beer number three.
Do we have another sponsor or no?
No.
No.
Okay, well, you're going to have to wait.
That's fine.
Oh, fine. I'll just do a Tavor ad then. Get it out of the way.
Oh, that's fair.
All right, guys. Check out the Tavor app on your Apple or Android device and try new beers across 47 different states. Build your own custom box of the craft beers you'll love. Or enroll in a subscription, and they'll automatically snag the highest-rated beers that suit your taste. No minimums or commitments. Get your hand-picked beer delivered right to your doorstep for a flat fee. Yep, any amount of beer. Or ship for free with a subscription. And for being a first-time user, you can use our promo code DRUNKWITHBUDS to get $10 off your first order of $25 or more. Bruce the Beer Bandit uses Tavor to get our beers for the show, so you know it's legit. That's promo code DRUNKWITHBUDS, all one word, for $10 off your first order of $25 or more. Copyright music, daydream, suspense, dark and cool, lo-fi music, Oak Studios on YouTube.
And he wants us out by four.
And he wants us out by
all
four.
Right, well,
see, that's why I'm saying it's okay.
All right, everyone be quiet. Hello.
Yeah, Brian, sometimes I understand why.
Hello, you're on Drunk with Buds. May I ask who's calling?
This is Ayla Jalen. You were blowing up my text messages to call, so what's up, bro?
What's up? Two Tones, why don't you tell her what's going on?
Bruce? I don't know what's going on, Bruce. What happened?
Shut up, Tony.
Oh, shit.
No, Bruce is doing like a here's your life kind of thing, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
We brought a couple of guests. All right, a couple of guests. It's just Nate.
Derek.
Derek's here. Derek's brought.
Couple
Derek
losers. Brought
Donuts. It's my last show, so we're doing it all out here. So.
Oh my gosh, it's so exciting and sad all at the same time.
Yeah, I know.
Are you guys excited? Are you ready?
I'm ready to cry. No, I'm not. I'm a man.
He's going to. By
I'm
the,
a man. I don't cry.
By the end of this podcast, he'll be in
real
tears.
Real
men
cry.
I might cry if I drink too much. So,
so do you cry all the time then?
Yes. Bitch, call me alcohol.
I did not call in to get harassed. So
you're harassing me. Harassing.
You call her a bitch, dog. Oh, bro.
I did. Sorry.
Freaking rude, man.
She did tell me that she wouldn't come back on the show until Tones left.
That's true. I wouldn't either.
Well, I'm leaving, so you guys can have her back now.
I don't remember ever saying that. I need proof.
Oh, I'm going to go back and find it.
Yeah, Bruce records everything, so.
He does.
Creeper.
Yeah.
Shut up, Tony.
There it is. See? But no, yeah, I appreciate you calling in. I know Bruce is probably harassing everyone to call in or to show up, so he nods.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, yep.
Everyone keeps everyone's text messages are like, I'm gonna do it this time, and then they're like, oh man, I'm gonna get 20 more minutes. I'm like, I'm ready for you now. Fucking
he's charging me a lot of money to drink these beers too, so it's weird.
I'm literally in the middle of filming, like half my face is blue and half my face is pink right now.
That seems like every day though.
Don't judge me.
That's not judgment. That's just.
But seriously, I am so excited for you both. I hope you have an amazing, successful move, and I want nothing good for you guys.
Thank you.
You don't want anything good?
No, I want all good for you guys.
I want nothing good for you. Damn, bro.
I understand. I see where you come from.
Yeah. So enjoy yourself. Keep stalking me. Follow me, guys. At Ayla J. Lynn. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, Ayla, for calling in.
You're welcome. You guys have a great one.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
All right, bye.
Ryan Eden will say hi.
Man, fuck Tones.
That's why I hate cats, man.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, but he'll go play with her. But when she wants to play with you, it's a whole deal.
It hurt. Hey,
I think that's how his life is.
No comment, man.
All right, so are you? I mean, this is gonna be an interesting edit, but hey, you want to start the show?
welcome back, guys. This is becoming a shit show. We are about to start beer.
Oh shit!
Three.
Drunk with Buds phone.
Another call.
Oh, you're on Drunk with Buds. Mayas is calling in.
This is Jared Callen.
Whoa, Jared.
Hey, you're on the line with Tony Two Tones, Jared.
Tony Two Tones.
What's up,
fellas? What's going on, Jared?
Hey, man. Well, you know, Two Tones just wanted to call in and give you a happy send off. You know, the guys wanted me to reach out to you and tell you how much of an asshole you are for leaving, but they couldn't do it themselves.
How much did Bruce pay you to do this too?
Well, you know, I'm just doing it out of the coldness of my heart.
Damn, I mean, but, theoretically, I think Jared gave me $20.
that was for under the table stuff.
Yeah. But I just wanted to call and let you know that how much of a dick you are and how much I love you, and I hope you enjoy your time away.
So you love dick then, right?
Oh man, dick is yummy.
No, man. Now that we have a spot open. Jared said he was going to start moving up here and take over.
Come on out.
He just hung up. Now he's getting another call, I think.
Oh, no, we got another call coming in.
Son of a bitch.
But you going to put him through?
Jared, when we doing that D&D, dog? Let's do it. Let's kill it. Is he even here anymore?
I think Bruce got rid of him.
Whoa, what the?
Now we got two people. Hey, welcome to the show. Who's calling in?
Hey, Beer Facts Joe calling.
Oh, Beer Facts Joe, hey. You're on the phone with the Drunk with Buds crew and Jared from Memphis, Tennessee.
And now Honer, because Honer never talked to Joe.
Nice. I was drunk with Buds yesterday, so I'm a little hurting a little today, but I hope everybody's doing good.
I've been drunk with Buds for like 3 days now. everyone's sending me off right.
So, Joe, what do you have to say to our departing Two Tones?
Right, Two Tones. I heard moving to North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
Well, a little warmer, I guess. I hope you have fun down there for sure. Throw a little darts around. Yeah, man. I'm sure the crew is sad to see you go. No, but
actually,
hey,
I think they're excited. Actually.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
More mics for guests. So.
Yeah.
What brings you down there anyway?
Life.
I hear that.
My fiance, her sister lives there, and she got permission from her job that she can keep her job and we can travel. So we're going to move down there. So I quit my job after 11 years, and I'm just going to wing it, I guess. So
big plays. Yeah. Hey, good for you. That's a lot of guts. Nice.
Yeah, it's scary. I'm excited.
I'm sure it'll be great. Anytime I've ever moved, I've loved it. Congrats, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate you guys calling in.
Now, Jared, you're still there. That. Are you still there, Jared?
Yes. I'm here, yeah.
Yeah, Honer was talking about something about a D&D game or something
like that? Yeah, we doing that or what, Jared? Come through, baby.
Oh, man, we definitely need to do that.
Yeah, he kept texting me, harassing me about the fucking zombie beer game.
Were you harassing him?
No, he was harassing me.
I think it goes both ways.
Dicks and dicks?
So does Brian.
Oh, thank you guys for calling in. Two Tones is leaving. We got a spot open.
Oh, yeah.
He's calling to see if you guys can do the show. That's it. He don't like you guys either.
Where you guys are out in Indiana? Too cold.
Yeah, we got like 5 minutes.
You're
like
in Jersey. It's just as fucking cold.
If I'm going to move, it's not going to be, it's not going to be parallel.
Yeah, go North Carolina.
What do you have against corn?
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. How close are you going to be to Asheville?
I don't think
nowhere close.
Yeah, no, I'm going to the coast.
Oh man, I love Asheville. Coast. That's my favorite. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's still cool. That's still a cool area. There's a lot of good food, a lot of good wine.
I'm excited for the breweries, the different, like just a whole different beer environment. I'm excited to find. Oh, I'm excited to find my own local. Dive bar.
Podcast,
yeah. I got that on my resume, so I'm gonna job search podcast.
Jared.
I think it's gonna be called Drinking with Buds.
Yeah. Drinking alone.
What a loser.
I'm 34 years old. I gotta go and make new friends now.
Yeah.
I hate people in general.
Hey, the only friend you need is your wife or whatever.
Yeah.
Fiance.
So I need to find new friends.
You just import them.
Yeah. Like my beer.
Yeah, from me.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, thanks guys, for calling in. We appreciate it. Hope you guys have a great day.
For sure. Have a great move, Two Tones. Nice to talk to everybody. Have a good one. Happy Sunday.
Yeah, thank you guys.
See you, dude. Cheers.
All right, bye.
I love how they call you Two Tones.
I know.
That's my name.
That's how they, that's how they know him.
I am Two Tones.
That's a good one, Two Tones. That's so funny. The way he says it.
What would they call me?
Tony?
They don't know my name is Tony.
I know, but it's, hey, yeah, that's why it's funny. Yeah.
Because we know you.
You're playing footsie with me? Oh, you're playing with the cat.
The cat.
Damn, I thought we had a moment.
See, right? He's playing with the cat.
Good. Keep it over there.
She's right next to you again.
All right.
Brian, you're where the sun is.
Bro. All right. What I was saying before... We got interrupted with some fucking phone calls. We're about to move on to beer number three of six. So, this is a shit show.
This one comes out of Destination Unknown Beer Company, which is a microbrewery from Bayshore, New York. This is called Secret Dumpling Spot. It's a lager, and I don't know, Japanese rice? Is that?
It's a rice lager, yeah.
It's a Japanese rice lager, 6.3% ABV. No IBVs listed. IBUs. The style guide says a floral semi-sweet rice lager brewed with oolong tea.
It kind of smells like rice.
So do you.
It's got a nice... I don't know how to classify it. It's, well, it's light.
And it averages a 3.71 out of 5. And
it smells burnt.
Two of my friends on tap. Average a 3.75.
Was it Nate?
James Klopp and Lisa Pro.
Remember Lisa P!
Lisa P!
She's funny. I follow her on Twitter. She's funny.
Yeah.
But she never responds to me.
I do get the oolong.
Messenger at 3 a.m.
I do get the oolong flavor. It's nice. It's different.
I thought I was texting my aunt.
Lisa.
To play darts.
At 3 a.m.?
Yeah.
Right, I will let. What's your name again? Sorry,
Nathan.
I will let Nathan.
We didn't do any introductions. I will go.
Yeah, no.
I just assumed you guys all knew each other.
So Nathan is coming, and Brian's opening his mouth.
Is that how you do things around here?
You started it.
You disrespect people around here.
We're so shitty to everybody.
Huh?
I said we're so shitty to everybody.
He just wants to be by the cat. Look at him.
It's hotter over there than it is over here.
Well, you got the fan over here, so.
Right. First taste.
All right. So, what beer are we drinking?
Secret Dumpling Spot.
What you got in your hand?
It's a rice lager with oolong tea.
Oolong. Why do you sound stupid when you say oolong?
It's a stupid word.
It smells terrible.
It smells like
rice.
Like smells burnt.
Like a burnt rice.
I've never heard burnt rice in rice, but the rice.
Wow.
But it's okay.
It's got a slight maltiness to it.
Yeah.
I don't like how it tastes at all. At all.
It doesn't. It might be the beers that I've had.
But it tastes very flat. Yeah, no taste.
No, there's no taste.
At all.
Okay. It's not just me. There's no taste.
I taste a little bit of the oolong.
Well, you have COVID, so.
Okay. So I taste more.
You taste.
Hopefully you're a booster.
Different.
Now you're closer.
Yes.
Now you're closer to him. What? Mine smells the exact same. Yes. I had the same thing.
I agree with Hunter. It has no taste. It's got a slight maltiness.
It smells like it's a lesser, the sea salt one.
Where
it had the kind of
sand and cola.
It had the weird scent where it sounded, but it tasted better. This just tastes exactly how it smells. Burnt.
You know what's not burnt is pub talk.
Oh, excuse me.
Haven't we been pub talking all night?
I've tried a lot of beers on this show. This might be the worst one I've ever had.
Wow.
You never had Baby Junior.
Yeah, I never had Baby Junior.
The notorious Baby Junior.
What's going on here?
That's the first time Bruce and I have ever high-fived.
Who?
Bruce and I.
Well, let's make it again.
You should have held each other's hands.
Not anymore.
Yeah, chill, dude.
You see his face?
Can you chill the fuck out?
I like how the song for Pub Talk is the exact same song for pop culture.
Wait, so wait Nate, what do you think of this before we get on?
I can taste the oolong.
Oolong.
But I don't know if it's mochi.
Mochi?
Yeah, I had a beer like that, and that one was really good, but like this rice one, not so much.
So I get it like a amber malt, and then that's it.
Maybe if you like Japanese beer styles, you're like, yes! But I guess we aren't that. How about you, Derek? Did you try it?
He loves it, watch.
Yeah, it's pretty plain.
Man, I thought he was gonna say plain as
yeah. So like when I drink this, I know it's supposed to be oolong, but it tastes a little ooh short.
Ooh,
let's go.
It tastes a little ooh no. Pub Talk.
Pub Talk.
It doesn't taste bad. So Pub Talk, we're just going to bring up a few topics. I'm sure we've probably been just going off.
Well, it's in the docs.
I'm being realistic because how much have we carried on now out of nowhere? So there's fucking six dudes in here. We're all naked. So.
Shut the hell up.
I kept my socks on.
He's in a house.
It's for the grip.
He's in a house. Nobody else is
He's
there.
He's got those socks from the trampoline place that's got the grip on it.
Yeah. But so, yeah, Pub Talk. We're going to talk about, like, moving, and if you had, like, an unlimited amount of money, like, where would you go? It says just teleported everything.
Yeah, there's a second part. So let's talk about the first part, and then...
You can, moving.
Yeah, move. Biggest moving. Moving, unlimited. You know.
Biggest moves that you've ever had.
I moved to Bloomington, I guess. That was my biggest move.
I moved to South Bend.
Probably Bloomington for me, although I guess I don't really remember it, but I
You don't remember living in Bloomington?
No. I lived in Virginia for like a year and North Carolina for a year, but I was like one and two. Oh, I guess that counts, but I don't know anything about it.
The last few things you said, you sound like Bruce. Because you said, I could taste the oolong, which is what Bruce said. And Bruce said, my biggest move is Bloomington. You go, yeah. Bloomington, me too.
Like, he doesn't remember it.
You're just a copycat. You have the same beard, too.
Yeah, you're literally just turning into Bruce, dog. Do you want that for you? We can change your path
That's
right
what
now.
Could be.
We can change your path right now, bro.
Hey, well, like, you know, I upped one-upped him on the amount of cats, because now I live with four, and he only lives with three, so suck it.
Oh, he has four now, actually.
Wait, what? Okay, well, you can't like bend your pinky up enough.
Yeah, you can't bend your finger, bitch. He can.
This is your future. You can't bend your pinky, and you're gonna be in front of a mic with a bunch more beers every week.
He was like, "I got four."
Four.
Because he can't get his finger up.
That's not the only thing he can get. He can't get up.
That's many years of rugby there. Broken.
All right. Don't need your fucking sad
How about
story.
You, Derek? What's your... I know you're not on the mic yet, but you got to get back up. Biggest move?
I moved to Chattanooga, Tennessee.
How was that?
For 2 years. It was great. It's beautiful there.
Why'd you come back?
Because I hated myself, so I had to come home. Oh. Figure it out.
Shit.
Okay. No!
Sorry.
And now he hates himself more. He still hates himself.
I fucking love it here.
Oh, you
Brian?
I don't have one. You don't have a big move?
Your biggest move from Plymouth to Lakeville?
Yeah. Same. Well,
no.
I did move to Peru for a couple years, but
we don't want to talk about that.
No, the hour drive
Were
one
you,
way.
Did you join the circus?
There would have been a better result.
Been a better result fucking circus where I live.
Now the hour
drive sucked.
Now, where would you move if you had an unlimited amount of money?
North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Well, he has an unlimited amount of money.
Is Steph watching?
No, it's just an audio podcast.
Oregon. I hope no one's watching.
Oregon. So we got Oregon here.
So unlimited.
That wasn't me.
Unlimited amount of money, you would still more than that.
No, it would probably be somewhere west. I'm not sure exactly where. California, Oregon, that area, that coast.
I would move to Fiji.
Did they just have a volcano?
No, not Fiji.
That was a different island.
Yeah. Fiji, beach, but not too hot of a beach. Nice breezes. Still have amenities like, you know, internet and shit like that. It would be...
It's not a third world country.
Their water's great.
Yeah.
It's better than the Bruce's tap water, I guess.
Blase said the water's great there.
Yeah, I think that hurt. How about you, Honer? Unlimited money?
So, unlimited amount of money, man. I think I might move to... I think I would do... If I could speak the language, man, I think I would go to Tokyo. But knowing that I probably won't ever learn that, and nobody knows English over there, probably, I don't know.
Yeah, they know. All they know is English.
Really?
Other, yes.
In Tokyo?
Yeah.
I always assume that whenever they talk, it's just subtitles.
And then you would be like mobbed with people because they love like getting up close to like Americans. And
things. Well,
like
then I guess I will fucking go to Tokyo. But if I didn't have If it was the language was an issue, because like I thought it was, I didn't know that because I don't pay attention to it. I just want to go there. I think I would go to Canada. I think Canada would be an awesome place to live, and I feel like the people would be nice.
You can go now. You don't need to unlimited.
I know. It's like, no, but I mean, like if I 4 hours away. But if I move there, I could be there. You know,
move now.
Okay, sorry. You aren't even gonna be here.
I know. We're both not gonna be here.
How about you, Nate?
I'd probably go. Somewhere around Denver or L.A., one of the two.
Ah, true.
Have you been to
Denver? Is nice.
I've been to both.
Okay.
Have you been to, what is it, Breckenridge? Is it Breckenridge?
No, but I did go to Estes Park, and, I mean, that place is
fantastic. I've heard about that.
My girlfriend's uncle and aunt have a condo in Beaver Creek, which is out somewhere near Vail, and I think we might end up going there this summer at some point. So
you have unlimited amount of money, though, because you're going there.
Well, I mean, in our theoretical situation, yes, but I'm in a realistic situation.
That's awesome, though, dude.
You don't need money. Just quit your job and move.
That's like Tones. But, yeah, so I went to Breckenridge. We went up for my buddy's 30th, and we stayed out in a cabin. And honestly, I liked it a little bit more than Denver, just because it was more out in the mountains, obviously. And the bars, breweries out there, everything just seemed nicer. People were nice out there. Yes, everybody dressed like they're fucking richer than me. But yeah, because they can afford being out there. Yeah, they can afford being out there. But Denver was more like a city, obviously. And I was like, man, I kind of like being out away from things.
Yeah, I get that. But, I mean, at least for me, Denver, I mean, I'd prefer to live in a city. But it's close enough where you can go to... You know, whatever outdoor.
Because they're only like a certain amount away, but you're still within the.
Okay. Yeah. How about you, Derek? If you had an unlimited amount of money, where would you go?
Ireland. For real, it's Ireland. Ireland or UK. I absolutely love the seaside, like ports that they have there.
That's why I'm going to Maine.
Fucking everyone in Maine hates outsiders. just to visit. But no, just Ireland, UK, the seaports, the little pubs, how mad everyone is there. I love it. It's my favorite.
You are so mad.
They drink a Guinness with with their breakfast pancakes.
An actual Guinness too.
But I didn't hear Brian at all.
Yeah.
Pancakes. He said pancakes.
You have to talk in the front. Pancakes. Bro. You have the same mic.
I need a real Guinness.
Yeah, the sticker.
So
balance a spoon in there.
I do think it would be awesome to visit Germany at least. Like my buddies out there.
It's
not visiting
pub talk. This is moving.
You don't visit Germany.
Okay, I guess top three. I'll go
to war there.
You go to war there.
That was a weak high five.
He was like this.
He was uncommitted.
Just like Germany in the war.
That was France, but yeah.
Switzerland. Cliché.
Cliché.
We love you, bitch.
He thought
always gonna love you, bitch.
He or she thought we died.
I know. Well, we've been gone for like 2 months, so who knows?
Really have been.
Now, the last part of this is now that where would you choose? Would it be different? You have the same amount of money. You have the same job, same house. So, like, if you're in an apartment, that's your apartment. It just, everything, your whole life teleported to the new spot. Where would you pick? So, like, you would still have to work for Hoosier, but it would be if you chose to live in Chicago, you're working for Hoosier in Chicago, and you have, I would have my house that I already have. So if you live in an apartment now, your apartment would go. So your life. So it has
nothing to do with money. You would just up and leave, yeah. But everything.
Everything is the same. Exactly the same, but in the new location. Would it change? I'm not working for Hoosier when I live in Fiji. So, yes, it would change for me.
Yeah.
So I think I personally would move to some place like, I'm going to say like Chicago. I like having four seasons, but I think.
You're stupid.
No, I'm not stupid. I love four seasons.
I think I would. I
four seasons.
I think
know, no, they get bad. Three seasons. They don't get winter.
They do.
That's a lie because they just got storm. Pounded by snow.
They get 2 days of snow and then they're done. Unless you're in the mountains. Where he's going, they don't see four seasons at the fucking ocean.
I'm pretty sure they've
got they had an ice storm warning yesterday.
I'm pretty sure.
Ice storm. What?
I'm pretty sure they also have gotten more snow than Indianapolis this year.
Yeah, but everyone does better things than Indianapolis.
Wait, hold on. So now I got to ask. So I'm just up and leaving. So is it just my cube of my apartment gets moved somewhere? Where is it going and where am I at?
Yeah, that's where you're choosing.
No, like, am I connecting to another apartment building or what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Wait, now you can be like on the California coast.
No, because house is easier to move.
Your neighbors aren't moving with you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just this cube. It's getting moved somewhere.
It's getting moved into another apartment.
Into another apartment. That's just
tripped me out. Okay.
And Indiana Carton is moving. But you're
still... Fuck it. Let's go. Don't say my word, bitch. So we're like... so we're going to...
Nashville.
We'll say, fuck it. We'll go to Oregon. We'll take it to Oregon.
That's what I was thinking too.
Because then it'll be a little nicer to like actually be there and work.
If I could just take my
apartment. Why don't we actually fucking do it?
We're going.
I'm going to North Carolina. I got two rooms.
How about you, Nate?
Let's go to Birmingham.
The fuck
Alabama?
Is that? Oh, okay.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
He's racist, that's why.
Derek, would you change your opinion?
Still Ireland, right?
No island. Somewhere probably by like Portland, Oregon, somewhere like that.
Come through. Oregon train.
Fucking give me the rainy days all day.
He's so emo.
Heck yeah.
He's so emo.
Did you even give an answer there, Tuto?
Yeah, I said Oregon with these guys. If I know these guys are going, I'm going to.
Let's pack it up. It's caravan enough.
After North Carolina.
Let's 1883.
Teleporting.
Oregon Trail this bitch.
Yeah, let's 1883 this bitch.
Oregon Trail. What's that? We didn't talk about that.
Oregon Trail this motherfucker.
Motherfucker. Let's Oregon Trail this motherfucker.
Speaking of motherfuckers, this beer is a motherfucker. It's not very good.
No, none of us like it.
We have a full one here.
Yeah, I was going to give this to you, but I don't think anybody wants that. This is gross.
Poor choice there, Brian.
I don't think he chose it.
I don't think he chose it. Bruce chose all these beers. So let's go ahead. We'll do our final ratings. We'll choke these beers down, and then we'll move on to beer number four.
So it does taste a little bit like oolong tea, but like the terrible parts of oolong tea. It's not hot or inviting. It's cold and drab.
2.5.
It's a secret dumpling spot that can stay a secret.
Well, on Untappd, there's only 300 reviews, so it's probably all local testers. Now, I mean, it's good that they're on the Tavor app or whatever, but
this is not worth being on there. Take it off.
I want to give it a 3. It was actually better.
There ain't no way.
The first one we had, the...
There ain't no way.
It was better to me, but it's not good. It's going to be a 3. Like I said, I wrote, smells like rice, tastes like malty rice. That's all I wrote for
it. It's burnt as fuck. Yeah, I'm going to give it a 0.25.
Wow.
There's like nothing good about this thing. I honestly don't even know why I keep drinking it. I'm trying to see if I will like it better.
Because you're on the show.
Yeah. Well, because you guys made me stop drinking my Hobnail from Urban Artifact. Hey. It's a wild Canadian blueberry, Midwest fruit tart, 10.1% alcohol, Valvagent.
Valvagent?
You can recycle this.
Mix them together.
No, fuck you.
You put lime in your lemon. Look, now it
looks better.
He really did mix it. Now it's got like
How about
plum.
You, Brian?
I gave it a 0.25. And I would have given it a 0, but I didn't puke, so we're good.
It tastes the same.
It tastes way better.
It's a little bit sour.
I think it's a tea. I hate tea.
Oh,
so
okay.
I think it's a tea.
You said 0.25?
Yeah. I give it a solid 2. This is pretty terrible. It's the second worst rated beer I've drank.
Damn. Have you ever had the, was it P&J Monster from 903?
Oh, that's in there.
You're gonna be so excited.
Oh, is it, I'm gonna, dude, shit, I'm gonna dig into that.
Yeah, let me know if you like it, because I hated it. It literally was the worst ever.
That's what you hate. I want to try that one.
It's in the cooler.
We like 903 here.
Yeah, I did not like it.
How about you,
How about you, Derek?
Derek.
So, it's not good, but it's not bad, so I'll give it a solid 175.
That's 175.
Hell yeah.
Really?
So good.
We love that shit. We love that oolong.
So we're going to go to a shot break here.
This is probably one of the worst rated beers we've had.
No, Baby Junior.
Well, true.
And we have had a Golden Ale before. And
did you look it up?
It was the non-alcoholic episode, Marty Ray, and it was terrible.
Golden Ale suck. Such assholes. I know.
I'ma break my back in the sack, hit me in the back. When I go at you, I'ma attack like I'm a cat attacking my brother on his socks. Back hitting you where it hurts in the sack. And I'm riding everything I say. And I'm gonna hit Nate in the butt crack. Hitting it up like I'm on the saxophone. Everybody hitting up Bruce's phone to call Two Tones. And hey, they got that loan, and they hit him up cause they know he's alone. And he's leaving us, thinking our hearts, and he's leaving us. I don't know what to do when he leaves me, cause he's gonna leave me. Now I'm gonna cry in the bathroom while my cat pee in the sink, man. I'm gonna take everything I do, and I can't breathe cause I'm hurting, man. Everything I do, man, it's all for us. I don't know. Drunk with buzz, we do it like that.
Fuck yeah.
Fashion, saxophone, hip hop by Infraction. No copyright music, do it by Infraction. No copyright music, and you do.